holidays is really...
And it's over Tuesday night, it appears more.
I just had a thought regarding a toaster. It's always been on my mind.
Yeah.
Not so common. A lot of people are not tempted to use toasters when they go on holiday, but I think it opened up...
You mean the
Goyish toasters. You go to a holiday house and you have a toaster. You have your own bread, or you buy bread, a lot of Mekilim to go buy local bread, Warburton's bread or Hovis bread, which has a Heksha. Or you bring your own bread, which is very very popular now, and you want to know, using a toaster. What could be wrong with putting bread in a toaster? Is a toaster kosher or not? Let's say a Goy puts a piece of bread inside the toaster. How does that affect your toast? How does that affect your toaster? What would
oil
it
mean? The bread.
What would it? What,
the oil in the bread.
The oil in the bread. What would you say has got? So let's say it's a wall.
Fats.
Oh, so here's very interesting. That if you have bread which is made by Akum, that goyim make bread. So then the bread is considered pas Akum. Now, is there a question that the toaster should perhaps be considered Belius of Pas Akum, because it's got bread which is Pas Akum, and now the bread is now going to be, the toaster is heating up the bread, and now the bread is, the toaster is going to receive the Belius of Pas Akum.
Yeah, but that's not really a
Gezeira. It's only a Gezeira. However, when it comes to Bishul Akum, what happens when you have Bishul Akum? We had the Shaila recently, a year ago, where there was a lady who had a new employee. She cooks for a certain Moisad. And the new employee, Goyish employee, came and he cooked 100 schnitzels, and then she came inside and saw, Oive, why did he cook schnitzels before I came? So he said, I don't know, done anything. So the shaila is, can you eat those schnitzels? The maisa is a bit of a problem.
He lit
the oven, and that's the shaila of Bishul Akum. That means the Goy lit up the oven and he cooked all these schnitzels, and the maisa, they threw out. There is one episode shitta that you can rely on. The shitta, well, have some rubber on Issa Durabon, and you also have to be mafsid your whole thing.
So
but there is a svar, well, have some rubber in and of itself. There's no heta. You can't just. So have some rubber doesn't apply. Stand by Bishul Akum. A person can't do Bishul Akum. If let's say a person's got loads of schnitzel, the only way to eat it is by having a goy cooking it. There's no heta or have some rubber. There's a shitta who says that if a goy cooks in the house of Yisrael, shitta's arrived, he held it's okay, so maybe some place can be okay with that, using the mock, may have some rubber, but in this case, they weren't happy with using it. The shaila is, does she have to kasha even the pots and pans, which the goy had done Bishul Akum in there? That's a shaila 2 days of Mechaba, the end of Kufiyat Gimel, so it's Machlokes Rishonim, which we're Machme for. By Chol of Akum, when you have Blias of Chol of Akum, everyone agrees that affects the Kalim. That's a clear Shulchan Aruch and Kufiyat Dalet. Kufiyat Gimel is 2 days of Mechaba, whether the Blias of Bishul Akum affects the Keli. But you're right, when it comes to Afiyas Akum, when a Goy bakes something and now it affects your Keli, that Rebbe Faz got a chuvah to say, Lo Matsino, we don't find that there's Blias of Bishul Akum. So in and of Afiyas Akum. In and of itself, by Pas Akum, Afiyas Akum, there's no real issue of Blias. The real issue is really... That's what we're going to get to this with the water bit. Something which is dry also receives blias. You have oven which receives blias. Lots of water, not blias. It's not the point of water or not water. So why is it not a fiyas akum? Because you don't find that by a fiyas akum it should affect blias. Le matzino, you find cholov akum. If you, let's say, heat up a goyish cholov inside your pot, then your pot needs kashrut. If a goy cooks special akum in a pot, we need to kashrut. But you don't find if you take bread which is cooked by a goy and now you heat it up, you don't find that there's a shayla of blias. As Rufaz Gol Shavas, look at a toaster. Even if you put pas akum inside it and you're heating up pas akum and there's blias that should really go into the toaster, by pas akum you don't find. So last year I thought L'chor should be okay. That it should be okay to use a toaster. What could be wrong? Well, you're going to be choshen. Maybe they put cheese inside. Yeah. The maisa, apparently what they do put in some breads is they do have 2% fats. And that fats can be from animal fats. So you do find that it's not foolproof. Although most shops are Warburtons and a lot of them pashas are kosher. and they've got vegetable fats inside, not animal fats. The real issue of fats is going to be of animal fats, but we don't know. So that even though the chances are extremely low for there to be a problem of the actual bread being treif, and if the bread's treif, and obviously that's going to affect your toaster. Now the problem is burning out is not going to help, because you haven't got the allowance of burning things out. Burning out means that when you have something which is used for liquid, a kettle. So you have a kettle, let's say, just take the worst case scenario. They used to say when I was in yeshiva that apparently in university they take sausages. I don't believe it for a second, but as a zogman, just imagine a goy takes sausages and puts mamish pork sausages inside a kettle. The chora should be extremely simple to kasha. You wait 24 hours, you put the kettle on max, and you let it burn out, it takes 3 minutes, and that is the kashering process, because anything that the bleus went in, it would come out. So the same way it went in by putting the kettle on, the same way it would come out. That leniency only applies by liquids. When it comes to dried heat, when it comes to a toaster and an oven, that's when you need to have something called libun chomu. Sometimes you rely on libun kal, but in the case of a toaster, you'll need to have libun chomu, which is 480 degrees, you'll never get there. So it's barely 100 degrees. I don't know how hot it is, a toaster maybe. So it's certainly you will not be able to kasha a toaster. So it's very funny that a toaster, which has got a very, very small chashash, of that maybe there's animal fats inside, you would have to be choshesh for that, and there's no way to kasha it. Whereas when it comes to a kettle, there's a very simple way of dealing with it. You could just fill it up to max and just let it burn out.
Boil it and then pull the water out.
Pull the water out and then start again, wait another 3 minutes, and then you're fine. Put your own sausages in. So really, the kettle, there's a big difference between a kettle and a toaster. A toaster, because there's no liquid, and it's just the heat, so you need to have something called, you need to have libun chomu. That's the halacha when it comes to kashering things which are not got liquid involved. When you've got liquid involved, then it's very simple, just bring it up to 100 degrees, and then you're absolutely fine. Okay, I just have to say that there's been a lot of talk about lettuce. Just mamash no shaykh as to what we're talking about now. But just today I've been checking a lot of lettuce, which is cut up from the shops, from Tesco, Marks, you find Lidl, and you go to the lettuce which you find in the non-Jewish supermarkets, and you find cut up lettuce, washed and cut up lettuce. Have you seen the small packets? About 75 pence, they're not a lot. The mice are throughout the year, they're very, very clean. But this season, you do find, and this morning I was able to find 3-in-1 packet. So very, very, very small. I've got pictures on it. I've taken it to my microscope and everything. And you can see, it's a bit of a pachad what you see in there. To the eye, it looks like just a little small speck. But at the end of the day, there's a lot going on there. So it's something which, although during the year, it is very clean. Marks and Spencer even more cleaner. It's very, very clean. But the maisa, it's something to be aware of, that this season it's not so poshut. Again, it's a big machlokas, what's called mitshei nemotzei. That's a whole shaila. Even if there were one or two insects here and there, that's another shaila, but it's just fresh off. It's fresh off the press this morning that I was able to find 3-in-1 packet. That's quite a lot in one packet. I don't usually find that. So that's something. Which one? Ah, okay. So one of the other ones, yeah. But Mark's was very, very clean. I just thought I'd mention it. So this season is very tricky. Again, a lot of times it reflects on what you see in your kitchen. When you see in your kitchen a lot of flies around, this sort of season, sometimes it reflects back onto the actual lettuce. It's all in the same country, and you know that I do see the link. Let me just, if I may, just go through a few shilas. We've got so many shilas on the halachas of holidays, that every year we have the same story. We start off and we never finish even half of the list. So what I want to do, Bez Hashem, we've only got 2 other weeks left till maybe that, and a bit of maybe Hilchas Tisha B'Av I want to throw in. Maybe I don't like being marich too much, Mr. Hashem shouldn't be negay this year. But I just want to mention a very interesting halacha. I know of some people that they're going to Eretz Yisrael for the summer holidays. Very good, they go to summer holidays. It's actually quite cheap there. You can get a cheap dira compared to the Airbnbs here in the UK. They're not cheap here either now. So they want to go. So someone's told me that he's found a villa in Eretz Yisrael somewhere, and he's noticed on the pictures there's no mezuzah. There aren't any mezuzahs. We'll mention this in the past, that the halacha is that when you go into a rented property, when you rent a property here, you rent a property here, and you go to a holiday, wherever it is, and you see there's no mezuzahs, why are you not mechuyev to put mezuzah up? Let's say you go away on holiday, this holiday, you go to a family camp, you go to What's pshat? Yechi mezuzah. You say it twice a day. Why should you not be mechut to put mezuzahs out with you, together with your whole household that you bring along in your car? Hopefully there should be some room for some mezuzahs in the side of your door somewhere. Yeah, I know we pack up the car so you can't even put a toothpick in, but you should be able to put some mezuzahs in. So what's the answer? Because in Chutz Laaretz there's a het of 30 days. The Chazal say up to 30 days you can treat it like it's not yours and it's fine. The problem is in Eretz Yisrael you don't have the allowance. Shulchan Aruch says that straight away from day one you got a chiyuv mezuzah kicks in straight away. So this is very tricky. If you're going to go and get a villa and you can see that this mezuzah is not on there, then it's a bit of a problem. Novas, there is a tshuva. Actually, Shiv Talevi's got a tshuva to the Orchus Shabbos, the Baal Orchus Shabbos, Reb Rubin, and he's got a tshuva about this shaila. And the one svara to be matter would be that there's a heta in Shulchan Aruch. Even in Eretz Yisrael, if you go to a hotel, Shulchan Aruch says a punduk, there's no chiyuv to put mezuzah in Eretz Yisrael for the first 30 days. That tak you do have a heta. So it's not like a hasoicha bias in Eretz Yisrael straight away. But hasoicha punduk is you got 30 days. However, so it's not so clear when a person takes over a villa, takes over a flat, is that considered as if he's in a punduk like a hotel? A hotel, because you have to sort of excuse yourself for being around. You know, you don't feel like you've taken over. You can't just unplug in anything, wherever. You're going to have questions asked. You know, what you're doing here. You know, you can't take over and start. You know, you do business with the balabos. You can't make kiddush in the middle of the hallway there. So if so, they do want to say that it could be that that's similar when you rent a villa. It could be it's not considered similar to going to a hotel. It's more like being in a soicha bayis. Although soicha bayis, the case of soicha bayis is really when you soicha a house for a long time, a year, chatzis shana. But you don't find that's the chilek. The key difference between a punduk and a bayis is whether you feel free. So if you feel free there, then the choyah should be a grace of mila to make sure that you've put mezuzah up. So you can be a situation, a person going to Eretz Yisrael, and he's all comfortable in the villa, and the maisa he sees there's no mezuzahs there. It's not so possible to sleep even one night without a mezuzah. It could even be, especially now, what we've seen. Every single room. The Rishonim already discussed this. Is it enough to have one mezuzah on the whole house? And the Rishonim already in the Tur Bais Yosef, they rule it out completely. Shamati, we hear that some people say that one mezuzah in the whole house is enough. And it's not true. You need to have a mezuzah for every single room that's used. So, especially in the past 2 years, we can see that we need a shmira. And it could even be that even if you have a dira with a mamad, versus which hasn't got a mezuzah, versus a dira without a mamad which got a mezuzah. From what we've seen in the past 2 years, it's quite clear we need to have a shmira ma'alaisa, and it seems that Hashem's on top of us.
Can you not take mezuzah back down?
Oh, that's always a shaila. Can you take a mezuzah back down? If you, Rav Eliashiv was okay that if you borrow mezuzahs with intention that you're going to take it down, he taka gave that heta that you can take that down. What would you say to mamish random? One thing has nothing to each other. Don't think the toaster's got anything to do with the renting a flat in Eretz Yisrael, and nothing. It's got nothing to do with the sunglasses shaila that we discuss every year, and it's a big michshel. Sometimes you're out and about, especially when you go on holiday. A lot of times we have the luxury that there's an Erev here, but if there's no Erev, sometimes you've got to click in and you're on holiday mode. So you decide, oh, it's very hot outside, I'll get hold of my sunglasses, and you put your sunglasses on. And you go outside for a walk, not knowing that the post can say that there's no way you can go out with sunglasses on Shabbos. Why? Because you're carrying the sunglasses. So you're going to ask me, what's with your glasses? Most of us have glasses. Why are you not carrying your glasses? There's a marked difference between glasses where your eyes need it. It's you're minus. Without your glasses, you can hardly see. So therefore, the glasses is an extension of your eye, and therefore the post can be okay with that. Versus, if your eyesight's fine, you just wanted to add the protection from the sun. So then there's chashash. Oh, but there's chashash, especially in the UK, that in a half an hour's time will become overcast. Or on the way back, oh, if you're not in the UK, so yeah, it's also discussed at this point. There's still chashash. There's still chashash. The maestro, there's still chashash that there's. Oh, the clip on seems to be also a problem. However, when you have a glasses which change the colour, obviously that's going to be okay. Or obviously if you have sunglasses which have got strength inside, then you can claim that I need it because of the strength, not because of the sunglasses. But in and of itself, sunglasses has got the problem that there's a chashash that you might take it off because you won't need it. The ma'isa, however logic we understand it, we don't understand it. This is one of the gezeiros shamei achvi. Maybe you'll take it off. Maybe this is full of gemaras, full of rishonim. We have to go back to basics. That when we haven't got an eruv, what it feels like. I told you many times already that I was walking in Netanya Beach on Shabbos afternoon, and I could see many, and not many. I saw one person with a jacket over, holding his jacket on Shabbos. And I said, yeah, it's a katuk po ad kano eruv. And he said, oh yeah, thanks for telling me. They didn't realize, they're so used to living in Yerushalayim, they didn't realize that there's a musug of knowing that there's a boundary of an eruv. But you come to the sea, obviously there's going to be a boundary of when you can carry till. There's a person not used to such a thing. What you find, okay, just as agav, so let's say you go to Netanya and you get a hold of a jet ski. You've been jet skiing? Jet skiing? Okay, so we mentioned this before already. These are obvious. This is Dvaram Shutim, that when a person takes a jet ski and he goes a bit out of sea, then he's got a shayla of Tefillah Saderech. Right? Tefillah Saderech is not limited to when you're comfortable in your car and you're clearing about if you're outside the M60, how far you have to be. It's not limited to that. In fact, it's negato if you go for a walk. You go for a walk and you go out of town, you have already a shayla of Tefillah Saderech can kick in very quickly. We were once in a holiday in the middle of nowhere, so. Once you've left 70 amas, which is nothing, just down the road, you're ready. The mitzvah Tefillah Saderech, the bracha Tefillah Saderech, already starts there. Really, if you're in town, then we wait till you're out of town, and then you're a bit out of town, then you're 70 amas out of town, that's when you start saying Tefillah Saderech. But if you're not in the town, then as soon as you've left 70 amas, then already you've got time. What's this? Exactly. So what do you do when you're on a jet ski and you have to say Tefillah Saderech? So if you got someone else with you on the jet ski, so you could both share hands, your neighbor can put his hand on your head, and you can put your hand on your neighbor's head, because your chad guf, the yodai veroishoi on a person, the same person, is not called a kava. Well, one person needs to say it, but the other person needs to hear it. Another bialocha discusses this. What happens if you... No.
How is
your name that kava? Rabbi Dov mentioned very good. If I'm moitzi you a brocha, then I'm... How are you, yotza? It works with a... And the mechanics of Shemea Koina, that when you hear what I say, it's as if you've said it. Now, what gives you the right to say, this is a shayla, when you are Yotzim Mshum Shemea Koina, do you have to have the halachas that I have to have? To say this with a couple, with all the halachas that I have to have, a person making the brocha. Some say, B'halacha discusses shayla, it's not a new shayla, and he says yes. Since Shemea Koina is as if you've said it yourself, therefore you have to treat this brocha as if you've said it yourself. And if it, just like I need to have a couple when I say the Shem Hashem, so too, again, the shayla of brocha, you know, sometimes people are by the seaside and you want to make a brocha. Obviously, the main thing is to cover your head b'shas Shem Hashem, because although you can get away with the couple, b'shas, when a person's in a place where swimming or those sort of things, where if it's the derech is not to wear a couple, then you can get away with that, but it won't allow you to make the brocha to brochas or Shem Hashem. That obviously needs a couple. That's a shayla. When you're on a jet ski, obviously you're going to have to use someone else's hand to do that. If you haven't got someone else's hand, it could even be better to start saying Tefillah Saderech before you go out. But Tefillah Saderech is, what would you say if you're on a coach? We've mentioned this before as well. And the person on the wants to take the madrich wants to take a mic, and he wants to be moitzi everyone the Tefillah Saderech. You're sitting on the back seat, right? Everyone likes the back seat on the coach. So you won't be able to hear what the madrich says because it's so far away without the mic. The person can say that the person don't like the idea of being yotza brochas from a microphone, if you won't be able to hear without the microphone, because for the Shemei Koina, it needs to be that you're hearing the actual voice itself, even if you're via a microphone, but theoretically you would be able to hear it, fine. But in this case, when you're far back, you won't be able to hear it, so either go forward, but you're going to have to fight it out with the bus driver. He doesn't like this stuff. Get back and remember when you're younger, seatbelts on, the stop on the side, they get all cut. End of the day is that you want to have to make sure you say it by yourself, and then you work it out. Yeah.
Shkaya.